Welcome to New Music This Week on Amherst Island Radio. This is the Big Dog, and thanks for tuning in. You're going to hear some great samples of the new music that's arrived at CJAI this week, so let's dig in. Mark McLaughlin is a Canadian singer-songwriter and multi-instrumentalist, originally from rural Newfoundland and Labrador, now based in Fredericton, New Brunswick. His 2023 EP, I Don't Want to Be Blue Anymore, blends elements of indie pop and rock with an eloquent yet understated approach. Over the years, Mark has shared the stage with celebrated East Coast acts and contributed to projects by Weary, Strong Boy, Blue, and more. McLaughlin's reflective new EP, All I Can Say, out February 18th, explores existentialism, embracing the unsaid and the emotional nuances that come with living in an unpredictable world. We received the whole EP, but being a title track kind of guy, that's All I Can Say.
So corduroy feels better, the creases filling in. I can't believe my eyeballs tangled in the fabric of my sweater. Made sense when I was young. I used to lick a 9-volt. Did it just fall? The spark on my tongue and they. Bend, you twirl, you're stepping off the sidewalk, staring straight out. It's such a fine world, and they, those world people,
Bradley Pearson plays music under the name Don River. He's an indie folk singer-songwriter from Toronto, as you can guess, and has just released his newest single, Wool People. It's a moody alt-folk ballad about the queer community for fans of Andy Schaaf and Fleet Foxes. The song was recorded in Toronto's East End at Pineship Sound, and it was engineered and mixed by Carlin Nicholson and mastered by Kristen Montano. Like a phoenix from the flames, Fatal Vision burst back into the music scene in 2021, and after a 30-year hiatus, the band was born in the heady days when hard rock ruled video television and every arena from coast to coast. Hailing from Ottawa, lead singer Simon Marwood and his bandmates combined their love for bands like Asia, Journey, Europe, Survivor, and Van Halen to bring a refreshing sound to melodic rock. But life can bring unexpected changes, and Fatal Vision was put to rest. Fast forward to 2019, and Marwood received an unexpected birthday gift to record at a local studio. Instead of following the well-trodden path of recording a cover song, he dusted off his numerous notebooks of songs from decades past, and with the blessing of the original members, these sessions saw the Fatal Vision machine roar suddenly back to life, and their third album is out now, and the new single is called Goodbye. Isn't it ironic?
Thank you.
searching for you in the night. No more second chances. These wings no longer take flight.
Forever, but even the greatest loves can go mad. We won't be the first. out of the ball. Three and out. Boom.
Canadian prog psych act Drift is the latest prog project from mastermind Kyle Halderson, spelled D-R period R-I-F-T. It's a play on words that is meant to appear as either Drift with two R's, but the character of Dr. Rift is the alias that he's created for these songs. Kyle says he's interpreted it always, so any one interpretation is welcome. Drift puts self-sabotage under a microscope in his latest single, Like a Charm, out independently today. The fun yet focused track offers a tongue-in-cheek exploration of self-doubt, poking fun at the moments when you're face-to-face with your own ambitions. Shaped around a progressive fusion of hypnotic psych and off-kilter funk, it's a rumination on second-guessing your abilities, even when you know you'll excel but struggle to get started. Ottawa-based artist Terry Gomez has a new album, Some Chunes, coming out April 8th. I had to look up chunes for a definition, and as expected, it is a Jamaican patois word that means, say it with me, tunes. Terry sent us two tracks from the album, including the first single that was just released. He hopes you might find it to be soothing and calming in light of all the recent turmoil. So here's recurring thought. From right here in our own little hamlet of Bath, Ontario, comes Bill Jobs, the pseudonym of Chris Niven. By day, Chris is a music technologist, sound designer, and software sound engineer currently living in Bath. His alter ego, Bill Jobs, the name was not lost on me, Chris, is a soundscape artist. We received the full content of the Bill Jobs catalog so far. Some are completed works, some are works in progress. All are very moody, and many are, sorry to have to say this, Chris, really just too long for this show. But doing our due diligence is what we do here, and we settled on a master candidate from March of last year. So let's juice it up. Well, that's all the new music this week. Stay tuned for more, and if you have new music this week, send it to us here at CJAI Island Radio, 5830 Front Road, Stella, Ontario, K0H2S0, or email us at submitmusic@cjai.ca. Thanks for tuning in.